Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm very excited to have our next guest on. Now, the subject we're going to talk about, maybe we talk about the Mariners, the Kraken, the Sounders, the Storm.
But the Seahawks lost another tough one. But it's always great to have our next guest on, the host of Mitch Unfiltered, Mitch Levy. There he is.
Boys.
Yeah.
Episode 160. You sound really excited to see me, BJ. Thanks very much.
No, not at all. I told
very,
Steve, I told Steve, I said, just say the connection's not working. Just say the technology we can't.
You want good news?
Yeah.
Want me to start with good news? I can start with good news.
What, episode 164 is dropped at MitchUnfiltered.com and anywhere you get podcasts? All right. That's not the good news?
That's decent news.
Okay.
I can start with good news. You want good news?
What's the good news?
Well, if you take a look at the NFC as a whole, the National Football Conference, we know that the Arizona Cardinals seem to be really good. They're 7-0, the only undefeated team, and they're going to catch a break this week because the Green Bay Packers, which was going to be a great, great test for them, are without their wide receiver because of COVID and without their defensive coordinator now because of COVID. So, and it's a Thursday night game. So the Cardinals are the Cardinals and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady are all really, really good. And the Packers are good. And we think the Dallas Cowboys are good. You realize, though, that there are seven teams that make it in the NFC, seven teams in the AFC. And if you look at the playoff line right now, you look at that last team, those last couple of teams in, because I know you look at these things, BJ. You're that type of a guy.
You're absolutely right. I'm glad you brought this up because I have been looking.
Have you been looking? Okay, so the Minnesota Vikings, if we like to say on the show, if the season ended today, which it doesn't, and it's stupid to even talk about, the Minnesota Vikings would be the last playoff team in the NFC, and they are 3-3.
Right.
The Atlanta Falcons would be tied for a playoff spot right now at 3-3. So the point that I'm raising, if you do want a little dose of good news, is it's looking like, and by the way, if you put your hand over the record, the Vikings aren't very good. The Falcons are seriously not very good. They're 3-3. It's starting to look a lot like 9-8 at the end of the day instead of 10-7 for that last playoff spot. And what that means is maybe the Seahawks, if they can get it together, if they can get their quarterback back, maybe they have a little more room for error than we thought a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about how do they get to 10-7. Remember, we were talking, how do they get to 10-7 through 17 games? That's going to be the magic number. Well, there's a lot of mediocrity in the NFC, so maybe they have a little bit more room than we think they do. That's my good news of the morning.
That's the good news, and the bad news
way
is...
way more good news than I thought we'd get, I gotta be honest.
Well, the bad news is though, that the top seed is probably going to come out of... I mean, it could be crazy. The top seed, if it comes out of our division, we'll probably have to play the top seed when we do...
First of all, just get into the thing, okay? Don't worry about who you play. I mean, can you get into the thing? And so the question is, can you beat the Jaguars with either Geno Smith? I suggested on the on episode 164 that was released like 8 minutes ago, I suggested that maybe Pete Carroll should look at one of the other quarterbacks. Now, I know that that's kind of blasphemy over there. They love Geno Smith and what he's meant to the organization, and he stood around for all these years and supported Russell Wilson, and maybe, I don't know. You should be able to beat the Jaguars at home with whomever you start at quarterback, and then you get a bye week.
Yeah.
So maybe you get to 3-5. So you get to 3-5 after Jacksonville. You take a week off. So that gives the finger another 2 weeks to heal. And then you go from there, and maybe, I don't know, maybe you can get to 9-8. Maybe you can get hot. Remember, they got hot at the end of the year last year, the second half of the season last year. Maybe with the return of Russell Wilson. And by the way, if you want another, if you said, Mitch, what if I forced you to give me another dose of good news?
Yeah, because I've got so much bad news in my head now about what comes up at the in the future. Ooh. As far as who we
got
to play.
I've got good news, though. Well, of course. If we keep Geno in there, we could find another fun, creative way for him to destroy the ending of the game.
That's a good point.
Oh, boy.
I mean, he's found a lot of different ways to blow it in the end.
I need to complete my Geno Smith bingo card.
Yeah.
Well. So we got interception, fumble, now sacks. What's next?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes. Yeah. It has not been good for him at the end of games, but I would, if you want to get into the game last night.
No, what's the good news? I want to hear the good news from you.
I would contend that there were a lot of other reasons.
Yes.
Why they lost the game. I mean, they totally collapsed in the last 5 minutes. They made 5 errors. Yeah. In the last 5 minutes to lose a really close game that they could have won. But the other good news is it looks like, and again, last night may not be the best game to judge, but it does look like what we've been complaining about for weeks and weeks and weeks is getting a little better, the defense.
Yeah.
The defense played well last night. There were some breakdowns. Yeah, Alvin Kamara, who's very good, got free out of the backfield for some catches and some runs. But for the most part, in the last few weeks, the Seattle Seahawks defense, especially their pass defense, has been much better with Trey Brown, the rookie, and Sidney Jones, the young guy out of the University of Washington. They have taken a step forward. So, I don't know, you want good news. If Russell Wilson comes back and he starts throwing the ball around a little bit, and the defense continues to inch their way up, there's still some chance that maybe, and I know that BJ is going to say, but we have to play the Cardinals twice, and we have to play Packers, and we have to play all these teams. Yeah, you're going to have to. Yes, you're going to have to win football games against tough teams. You're going to have to win as an underdog. But let's just see.
And we'll get Darrell Taylor back, which will be nice. And you talk
that
about
would
the pass
be very
rush.
Nice. Yeah, that was scary. I actually thought he was going to play last night. I had heard all week that he was out of the woods and there was no problem. So I was a little bit surprised that
maybe
game
the
time
rain,
they
maybe they just didn't want him maybe out there on a slippery turf.
Yeah. He'll be out there against Jacksonville this Sunday. I'm certain of it. Yeah.
We have Chris S on Facebook wants to know this way, has this one question, which is,
oh my God.
Yeah, it's a different
Facebook.
Question. Okay. That's why I'm going to, instead of me.
Is it still called Facebook?
It's the Facebook now. It's the Facebook.
Okay. I have a question for Max on MySpace as well. So hopefully we get to that too.
But I thought this was a really good question. And he also said, hey, would you ask Mitch this? So he mentioned you by name. Yeah. So I feel said, are the Seahawks in rebuild mode, but no one wants to say it out loud? Do you get any vibe of that at all?
Well, they're not in they're clearly not in rebuild mode right at the moment, because if they were in rebuild mode, they would have moved Russell Wilson this past offseason and brought back draft choices. There's no question about it. The other thing is, they may not have signed Jamal Adams if they were in rebuild mode to $17 million a year. So I think it's very clear that they're not in rebuild mode now to the Facebook. Is it Chris? Chris?
Yeah, it's Chris. Okay. Chris S. on the Facebook. Yes.
Chris S. on the Facebook. I don't think they're in rebuild. The better question is, what will they be in this next offseason? Everybody is waiting to see. And I think that if you had a coach who was a little younger and earlier in his career, I think this coming off season would be pretty much for me a no-brainer. If I was the head of the organization, I would say, hey, it's time to get young again. We're all lopsided with the cap, the salary cap. We're paying a ton of money to older guys, which is not bringing us championships. It's time to move on. Maybe move Russell Wilson with a year or two left on his contract, get draft choices and move Bobby Wagner, perhaps move Bobby Wagner. But I think what you've got working, you've got a couple of things working against that, the biggest of which would be Pete Carroll. I don't think Pete Carroll wants to rebuild. I think if you asked him in a private moment, do you want to rebuild? He'd say, no, I don't. At my age, you want me to start rebuilding? I'm the oldest coach in the NFL. I don't want to rebuild. So, and then the next question comes up, and really, I don't know who would be the guy or the gal. I don't know that Jody Allen, I don't think anybody is firing Pete Carroll. So if you are in a rebuild mode, it might be in your best interest to make a change at head coach too.
Yeah.
And I just don't see who's going to do that in the organization unless he comes to the thought that he doesn't want to continue anymore, or maybe he wants to go do something else. I think that would be the only way that you would see Pete Carroll leave during the offseason.
And Mitch, I mean, I don't know a lot about the game, but it seems like all I see every game is that our quarterback drops back and here comes 100 guys after him. And it's like, we don't have an offensive line. If that's what it looks like to me, everyone goes, well, it's improved. It seems like I watch other teams, their dude always, I mean, Jameis Winston had so much time. And, you know, yet he played a horrible game, if you ask me. He had so much time. And we could have got killed in yesterday's game. That's the other thing is, yesterday's game was so bad for the Saints. I mean, they really should be ashamed of themselves. Well, it shouldn't have been that close at all. I mean,
he made a lot
of bad plays.
Hold on a second. But you got to give the Seahawks defense a little credit for some of those bad plays. The defense played very well. They played very well. But I hear you about the offensive line. Did not play well last night, has not played well in patches throughout the season, was supposed to be improved. I got all that.
And it's been that way for years, Mitch.
Okay.
I mean,
yes,
you know,
yes.
And
yes,
yet we pay so much money to this quarterback who is not as mobile as he used to be.
Right.
I mean, that's the big problem.
I think it's fair.
Have no identity. We don't know if we're a defensive team, an offensive. We don't know what the hell we are. So what we are, we're just this.
Well, I know what they think they are. They think they're a very good offensive team. And I think what it comes back down to, you gotta ask yourself the question about this new offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they went out during the, and by the way, that's on Pete. Pete decided he didn't want Brian Schottenheimer. Remember that name?
Yeah.
Didn't want him anymore. Now he's in Jacksonville. He's coming back next week, to face the Seahawks. And he handpicked his next offensive coordinator. He chose this guy who was supposed to be innovative from the Rams, really young, by the name of Shane Waldron. You see what the Rams do. They use the short passing game. They're very creative under Sean McVay. They bring this guy in, and I asked the question on the show this morning that we released. I'll continue to ask the question. I don't see much of a difference.
No.
I don't see where he's scheming. Look, last night, I'll just share with you a couple of things. Last night, Geno Smith, who's not good. Let's all not kid ourselves. Geno Smith, Miggsy was making a few jokes. He's not good. There's a reason the guy has been holding a clipboard for the last 7 years. He's not good. He's not starting quarterback good. But.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He threw a touchdown pass on the fifth play of the game for 84 yards to DK Metcalf. You guys saw that, right? Down the sidelines, right?
Yeah.
Okay. One pass, 84 yards. The rest of the night, on all other passes, they threw for 83 yards. Okay, that's terrible.
Yeah, it's very.
And I ask you the question. Okay, so let's just accept the fact that Geno Smith is terrible. But they've got DK Metcalf. They've got Tyler Lockett. They've got Gerald Everett. They've got some good pieces in the passing game. And all I'll tell you is, and the Saints are really good traditionally against the run this year. Yep. Okay, but they're just okay against the pass. Why are we not scheming to get the... Why are those guys not open? Those guys should be able to get open for some short stuff across the middle, some crossing stuff. Sam Darnold. You guys know the name Sam Darnold?
Oh, yeah.
Sam Darnold got benched on Sunday against the Giants. There's some question whether Sam Darnold will even be the starting quarterback for the Panthers. He threw for 305 yards against the Saints defense and two touchdowns. Daniel Jones, who's been a bust for the New York Giants, can't get out of his own way. He threw for 402 yards against the Saints defense and two touchdowns.
Wow.
Some guy named Taylor Heineke in Washington threw for 250. Mac Jones, the rookie in New England for the Patriots, he threw for 270 against the Saints. What I'm trying to say is average to below average quarterbacks have had success against the Saints defense. You do it with scheme. There had to be a way where the offensive coaching staff, led by this young man, Shane Waldron, could get guys open, could get guys free. Other teams with lousy quarterbacks have done it. So where's the innovation that we thought we were getting when they hired him from the Rams during the offseason? I don't see it. I don't see any innovation.
Do you blame the weather at all for this, Mitch? Because you're right.
A little bit.
Even the announcers are like, okay, so they're going to run the ball, and they're still running the ball right now.
I think they're still trying. They sent the equipment manager
to basically rush to block the run. They sent the guy with the water. I mean, you saw everybody going, we're not going to cover the receivers. We know they're running, and we're going to block. We're going to stop it. I mean, everybody knew they were going to run the ball, and Pete ran the ball. So is it just a weather thing, especially with everything you just said?
No, the running game is all Pete. Pete has staked his reputation to, we're going to run the football. That's what I want to do.
But when it stops working,
I don't care how good, I don't care how bad we are at running it, and I don't care how good the other team is at stopping it, we are going to run the football. That's a Pete Carroll staple, and if you got a problem, then you got a problem with Pete.
So Pete's insane. Pete. Isn't that the definition of insanity? You keep doing the same thing.
Keep doing it over and over.
Steve. He's insane.
Do you give, Jacob Eason, the guy that they grabbed from the Colts, would you even consider?
Jacob Eason went to the University of Washington. Yeah, Lake Stevens.
Yeah.
Went to Georgia, was the number one high school quarterback in the country. Went to Georgia. It didn't work out at Georgia. He transferred to the UW for his final year. Yeah, they just signed him, but he's the third stringer, at least for now. The other guy from Marysville, Washington, is Jake Luton. He's the other quarterback that I don't know. I don't think they'll do it, but I'd like to see Jacob Eason out there. Mm-hmm. I don't think it'll be a step backwards with either Eason or Luton as opposed to Geno. But they feel loyal to Geno, and you can look at the game a lot of different ways. The other thing you could say is, now wait a second, they had a chance to beat the Rams when Geno came in at the end. They had a chance to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers when Geno played the whole game. And they had a chance to beat the Saints when Geno played the whole game. They were in position to win all three games at the end. So how far away are they? Some might make that.
It is crazy that a couple bounces the right way, it could be a 5-2 team.
They look like a 2-5 team. They do look like a 2-5 team, but again, I'll go back to the beginning. They don't look much worse than some of these playoff teams in the NFC, so maybe they can get number three back and they can get it together.
The problem is we've already lost to the Vikings, so if there's a tiebreaker, we're screwed there, and we have to play the Bears later in the year. I think it's the last game of the season.
Damn it, BJ, glasses half full. We got glasses
second
half.
Second to last game.
So
Mitch is giving us glasses half full stuff, and here you are dumping the water out.
That's because I think Mitch is just trying to keep. He's trying to stop a riot. He's trying to keep peace in the streets.
I don't think so. I'm realistic. I almost want to bet you.
I want to bet you breakfast. This team's done.
Well, what are you betting me? I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm saying that the season, I wouldn't say, is over today.
I'm saying it is.
Record.
That's my bet.
Based
my
on
bet
record.
Is breakfast. The season's done. Starting today.
Yeah, playoffs for breakfast?
No, I'm going to just buy Mitch breakfast. I can't afford all you people because I'm probably wrong.
Yeah, but what's the bet? You're asking. If you ask me to project whether the Seattle Seahawks are going to be in the playoffs, I wouldn't be an idiot. I mean, I wouldn't say that they're going to be in the playoffs.
Oh, damn it, Mitch.
I
would come on, let's do this. I'm in with you.
What do you want? What do you want from me? What do you want from
me? You got to offer. You got to really. The risk reward thing right now, Mitch is like, I've got a free breakfast under my belt. I don't want to give up. I don't want to give that, you know, I don't want to have to buy it. God. Yeah, that's it. Mitch is right.
God, I wish. Yeah. Let's just see. Let's see what happens. What do you want me to do? Guarantee they're going to make the playoffs
from
2-5?
Yes. Yeah.
They got the worst quarterback situation in the NFL, and I'm supposed to predict that they're going to make the playoffs? Yeah. I'm not telling you that.
And
but
that's
we'll
if we, if, and let's be honest, if Russ doesn't come back, the other thing we don't want to do is we don't want to rush him back when he could get hurt again. So if he doesn't come back for the Packers game, because there's a possibility that he's not going to be healed by then, there's that too. And, right. you know, and even though right. he's like, I can play today, just put me in. You're like, no. You
Look,
know,
they're going to be 3-6 after the Packers game.
You really think so?
They're going to be 3-6 after the Packers. They're 2-5 now. They're going to beat the Jaguars.
You think
and they're
really
going to lose to the Packers. They're going to
really
lose to the Packers.
They're going to beat the Jaguars? Okay.
And let me tell you something. Yeah. Oh, okay, let's put now that I'll put breakfast on.
Ooh,
you want to put breakfast on that?
Let's do that.
You know what? I will. We'll put breakfast
Come on.
Come on. Yeah, because you
Come
said
on, you don't think they're going to beat the Jaguars.
Because Schottenheimer knows every place they're bad offensively because he was there. So you know what? And he knows that Geno's there. He knows everything about our offense.
The only thing Schottenheimer knows is breakfast places in Bellevue. That's
okay.
all he knows.
All right.
He doesn't know anything else.
Okay, so yeah, all right. You know what? I'm there.
Yes.
I mean, since I can't get you to do the other one, fine. Yeah,
okay.
I really don't believe we're going to beat the Jaguars. Listen, so far I've been wrong, so I want to put the Hawks in the win column, so I'm willing to take the fall
They'll
for
beat
this.
The Jaguars. They're going to be
all right.
When we speak again next, whatever it is, Monday morning, and Steve's wearing another piece of Kraken paraphernalia.
Oh, big game tonight.
Yeah.
They turn it all around tonight.
1-4-1.
Yes.
Is that what they are? 1-4.
But it's the rematch of the 1919 Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah.
Anybody still around from those series?
Oh, yeah. Yanni Gord, he played with Metropolitans back then.
Mitch, this is Steve told this story earlier, and Steve, tell him how this is the rubber match for those finals.
That series is tied at 2 games. It's 2-2-1 because back then, if you went to overtime and didn't finish and no one scored, you would end in a tie in the playoffs. So they were at 2-2-1 in the series, and then the Spanish flu hit hard.
That's right. Yeah, I know the story.
Killed a player, so they just canceled the series.
Yeah.
There's actually a book written by a local guy by the name of Kevin Tyson. If you ever get an opportunity, I don't know the name of the book right off the bat. Kevin Tyson, local guy, great guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in our community for a long time. He actually played baseball at the University of Washington. He wrote a book about the 1919 Stanley Cup that you're talking
it's
about.
Crazy.
It's absolutely phenomenal. It's a great read if you want to read up on it. That's I don't know that BJ can read a book these days, but
no,
Mixie,
I'm not.
Did
they have an audio version of it?
Because I don't really is there a graphic that. Novel? Is there a movie? Is there anything at all that has video? So the bet is this: if the Jaguars beat the Seahawks. Then I buy you breakfast. You buy me breakfast, and then if the Hawks beat the Jags, then I buy you breakfast. What happens in a
tie? I'll tell you what. If the Seattle Seahawks lose to the Jaguars, I will send breakfast to the studio for all of you.
Oh. Whoa!
Ooh.
Whoa!
For all of you.
Wow!
In.
How many are on the staff these days?
37.
37 people. It's a big show, Mitch. Big show. Yeah, and a lot of mouths to feed.
So there you go. You got odds now.
I
buy for all of you. You buy for me.
You're that confident. You're that confident we'll get it done.
My God, if they can't beat the Jets. This is the Jet. What are we talking about here?
Well, I don't know. You know how matchups are. What if they happen to match up really well against us? I don't know enough about the Jets. That's why I'm taking a shot. I'm taking a shot that the Jaguars match up really well.
Could you find Jacksonville on a map, BJ? Could you find
I used to live in Jacksonville, actually. But I still can't find it on a map. I was there for the inaugural season for the Jaguars. It was a pretty awesome time, actually.
Your man has given us the rap sign. Given
all right,
us a,
fine.
A really
good
aggressive
enough.
Rap sign. He's
all
heard
right,
enough. He's heard
Episode
enough.
Episode 164, Mitch Unfiltered. Get it at MitchUnfiltered.com or wherever you get podcasts. The big bet is happening, and I am take one for the team because I really want to give the Hawks a win. And so the only way to get the win is if I bet Mitch breakfast because then, you know, I got to lose
Thank
that.
You guys.
All right,
Thank
take
you.
It easy, Mitch.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.